I've got a feeling the two lads who are on the phone probably detest being described as Ghostbusters, but they're going to be for this morning. It's Darren Ansell and Tony Armstrong. Chaps, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at what you're going to be at, because a team of Northern Ireland ghost hunters are actually hoping to answer the question that's lasted since Adam was a boy: do ghosts exist? Do they exist, Darren?
Well, thanks for the introduction there, Frank. It's either usually Ghostbusters or the theme tune of X-Files, so we're well used to it, but thanks. Well, that's what we're hoping to find out, Frank. We are involved with an organisation called PSI Ireland. We like to think we're three sort of normal guys, although some may disagree with that, like, but we've been investigating claims of paranormal occurrences for come back as far as 15, 16 years. So we've been involved in lots of maybe TV shows, research projects, and we've been taking calls from members of the public, emails, etc., for as long as those 15 years, as long as we've been in existence. So, we're trying to find out, is there something else out there? What are these experiences that people are having that cannot be explained? Or is there something else to it?
Well, the other fellow you make reference to is Cormac Donnelly. He's not with us. Probably he's away haunting a house somewhere. But Tony, what's the next step? You're putting on a heck of a show, I believe.
Yeah, I think the reason we've decided to go for this, Frank, we've been talking about the need for an event like this for years. It's completely unique in the sense that, you know, it gives everyone, skeptics, believers, even fence sitters, the opportunity to hear different views and obviously maybe have their views changed slightly. There are other events out there. I mean, you'll have mediums up on stage, you'll have groups like the Humanist Society and Skeptic Societies putting on shows, but nothing ever quite like this has been done before, to our knowledge. So it's really to give people a flavour, and doesn't matter what background you come from or what belief system, there's something there for you, you know.
So it's a great paranormal debate. It'll cost you £45 to go to it, so it'll have to be a heck of a debate. Darren, what does it involve? Is it Crumlin Road Jail?
It is, Frank. Tickets are 35 for it's in the Crumlin Road Jail.
35. I have a ticket here in front of me. It says 45. However, if you can get them for 35, this is good. Go ahead.
Okay, Frank. It's in the Crumlin Road Jail in Belfast on the 1st of October. I've been to the Crumlin Road Jail many a time, I should say, to investigate claims of the paranormal, not as an inmate. Get that out of the road. So, yeah, we think it's the perfect location to bring all these speakers together. And hopefully an audience of different viewpoints, belief systems, and attitudes towards the paranormal as a whole. We just think it's a perfect location with the haunted sort of stories attached to the Crumlin Road Jail.
Yeah, I must say, I'd be surprised if there aren't ghosts, because if you believe that something happens after you die and you go off elsewhere, so if you believe there is a God and the spirit travels to be in heaven or wherever the destination happens to be, well, then there's got to be a transfer of the spirit from the body. And it doesn't shock me, because I do believe there is something after you die, that you might someday meet a wandering spirit. Those who feel that once you die, it's like a light going out, end of story, remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return, and that's all you're ever going to be, well, then there couldn't be any spirit, so there couldn't be any ghost. But most people tend to believe that there's something after death. So we shouldn't be surprised when we go round a corner in an old house or a graveyard or, you know, a jail where people were hanged, that indeed there would be paranormal activity.
Well, yeah, I agree, Frank. And part of that's to do with, you know, if you're in a cemetery or you're in an old building, the likes of the Crumlin Road Jail with stories attached to it, of course you're going to maybe have those experiences. You know, you're going in with preconceived ideas. So we're trying to, you know, we're trying to split the difference here. We're trying to show people that, you know, there is a lot of, you know, misconceptions out there. There is a lot of experience that people have that can be explained. And that's been part of our research over the past 15 years. You know, doing this, we've actually been left with more questions than we have answers. We can explain a lot of what people are experiencing out there, but there's so many occasions, Frank, that we just have been left with our mouths up. We can't explain it. And you're absolutely right. You know, science has moved on. The old idea of catching a ghost and putting it into a jar to prove that it exists is long gone. You know, you look at quantum physics and, you know, that we're moving in a new direction. Can the consciousness exist outside of a human brain after death? Well, that's a very strong possibility. Doctors are looking into near-death experiences. You know, and there's some great research coming through on that now. So things are moving in a different direction. And you know, certainly with the people we've been talking to over the years, not everyone's crazy, Frank. There is people that are having genuine experiences. And I mean people who may be in, you know, professional jobs, whether it may be, you know, involved with law or involved with even, you know, doctors. You know, there's all sorts of people have been contacted with over the years. So that's why we're putting on this debate hosted by David Mead.
That'll be very entertaining if David is the main man there. And it is, again, the date is early October. What's the date again?
The 1st of October. And we can I give you who the speakers will be at the event?
Okay, fire away, yeah.
Well, we're going to keep it balanced, Frank, okay? There's going to be, we've brought in what we believe to be the top experts across the whole of Ireland and UK. This has never been done before. We've got the likes of Dr. Kieran O'Keefe, who was on shows like Most Haunted. He is well known as a parapsychologist. We have Edward White from the Afterlife Uncovered Project. He's a filmmaker, journalist, and he's putting together a documentary film based on the school experiments, which was the belief that psychics were actually making contact with the spirit world, and they had actually proved this with evidence, which was attended by the media. It's never been proved, disproved, sorry. We've got the likes of stage psychic Billy Roberts, who was also on Most Haunted. We have John Fraser from the FPR. They were involved with the likes of the Enfield Poltergeist case. We have a local guy called Dr. Bob Curran, who's a local psychologist and historian. And I probably left some here. I left out there, Tony.
Don Phillips and Steve Mirra as well.
Don Phillips and Steve
from the Phenomenon Project. They would focus largely on the likes of EVP, which is electronic voice phenomena, which is the belief that spirits communicate by leaving sort of messages on voice recorders and dictaphones and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's going to be a broad sort of spectrum of speakers, and that's what we wanted when we started this. We wanted people to sort of have a fresh approach to it, so that people could come along and anyone could sort of take something away from it, you know.
Okay, an opportunity to go along and make up your own mind. There will be those listening who think we're mad to even be talking about it. However, it doesn't surprise me, or it wouldn't surprise me, if the ghosts were all around. Darren, Tony, thanks for speaking to us, fellas. Thank you.
Frank, can we just give out the web address there for people who want to buy tickets?
Okay, what's that one?
It's www.redmoonevents.org, or tickets can be purchased at Cumroad Jail box office as well.